Dear Cheap Astronomy, how do binary stars form? It's been estimated that around 50% of main sequence stars in the universe are in binary, or more complex, star systems. Of course, if you think about it, this means at least two-thirds of all main sequence star systems are single star systems, like the Sun. Nonetheless, it is fair to say that multiple star systems are relatively common. The gravitational mechanics involved in one star capturing another star into a stable orbit require some extraordinary fine-tuning, much like a precision snooker shot. So it is difficult to believe that all the multiple star systems that are out there are the result of random gravitational captures. The most likely scenario for the origin of the vast majority of binary systems is that both stars form together out of the same collapsing dust cloud. It has been quite difficult to confirm this by observation within dust-enshrouded stellar nurseries, but recently, infrared space telescopes and ground-based radio telescope arrays have had some success. The data they collected from under the shrouds of stellar nurseries identify a number of spherical star clouds, which perhaps contain a single forming star, as well as irregular clouds that probably contain two or more forming stars. There have also been a small number of confirmed observations of one cloud hosting two significant centers of mass, each of which are radiating a lot of heat. These, we are fairly sure, are growing protostars in proto-binary systems. So, although the data is hard to come by, it does seem likely that binary stars are generally siblings formed from the same collapsed dust cloud. People sometimes refer to Jupiter as a failed star, which almost became a binary with the Sun. But if it failed, it failed very, very badly. You would need 13 Jupiter masses just to kick off the deuterium burning that a brown dwarf manages, let alone the hydrogen fusion of a main sequence star, which requires at least 80 Jupiter masses. So it is fair to say that Jupiter is not, by any stretch of the imagination, a failed star. It is just a very successful planet. But okay, one can imagine that if the solar system had formed from a bigger, or at least a denser cloud, with one star forming at its center and another large mass orbiting it, you might then get a binary system. That orbiting mass would first need to clear its orbit, achieving momentary planethood, but would then continue to grow in mass as more matter was drawn in from the still collapsing dust cloud. By the time the dust cloud had fully collapsed and stellar accretion was done, you might get one large main sequence star being orbited by a smaller main sequence star. And that isn't necessarily the end of the story. After forming, it is likely that the two stars will begin to exchange mass. The more massive one, being more massive, would have a larger stellar wind output, some of which would be drawn down by the less massive star, making it bigger in the process of the other one getting smaller. But more importantly, as stellar evolution progresses, you might get something like the Algol paradox. The Algol system contains the binary Algol A and Algol B that appear to break the rule that big stars live fast and die young, since the less massive star is progressing towards its red giant phase, a clear sign of old age, while the more massive star is still youthfully burning through its main sequence. Since it is assumed that both stars formed at about the same time, out of the same dust cloud, this is a seeming paradox. But it is readily explained by realizing that the more massive star must have begun progressing towards its red giant phase first. But as it swelled up, some of its mass got caught in the other star's gravity well. The subsequent mass transfer could have slowed down the bigger star's evolution, but sped up the smaller ones. Going forward, as that smaller star swells up towards its red giant phase, the larger star may begin to draw mass back upon itself, perhaps enough to pause the smaller star's progression to a red giant, while recommencing the larger star's progress. And perhaps, finally, one star will evolve all the way from red giant to white dwarf. Then, as the other star continues to donate mass, that white dwarf may explode as a Type 1a supernova. Which is how some, but not all binaries, may finally end their long partnership.